to so many people of our youth, and every single time I've always seen them place their value in something other than their salvation, though they may be Christian. What do you find gives you value? The world tells us it's our beauty, our strength, our net worth, who we surround ourselves with. But how true is all that? Why do all of those things seemingly determine our value? Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The last part is what we're going to be focusing on. Notice how in verse 9 and 10, everything that excludes us from the kingdom of God are all titles. All those things are how we are identified before we find Jesus Christ. We used to be identified by our sins, children of what was enslaving us. Please turn to John 8:34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin in the servant of sin is the servant of sin." John 8:44. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Before our salvation, this is exactly who we are. Our identity, our kinsmanship is under sin. Before salvation, all we were was our sin. We were lost with no hope, so self-destructive, so hurt with no way out, so disgusting and reviling that no one should have loved us, much less the God who created us. Yet somehow we believe in such an amazing God that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that beautiful? Yet somehow we hear such beautiful words and never do we break down and start weeping at them. We were lost with no way out. With no value to our name except the sin we were slaves to. But God. Among the most beautiful words in the Bible, but God. In John 8:35, "And the servant of sin abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Please turn back to 1 Corinthians 6:11. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." No longer are we slaves to sin. Yet for some reason, all too often, I see the children of God, adopted by God, living in sin, placing value in everything but God. Please turn to Romans 8:30. Please turn to Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15. That's it. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Isn't that so beautiful? The same God we have hurt through our constant sin against him, Yet still we aren't left in our sin. We aren't left in our transgression where we should be. We aren't trapped in the lusts of our flesh. We are given a way out by the crucifixion of our risen Lord. We are adopted into this amazing family. We are no longer alone, but we're able to cry, Abba, Father. Yet so many Christians still live their lives placing value in this world, experiencing depression, hurt, sorrow, pain, and regret for everything that they've done in the past. They've placed their value in what they used to do, but we are no longer identified by that identity that we used to inherit. We are no longer enslaved to our sin. When you just place your value in God, every single time you don't, you keep falling back to those things. You keep on getting lost and desolate in your own pain and regret, trying to garner value that is meaningless. For 17 years of my life, I've been lost in my own sin and regret. Not because I wasn't saved, but because I never learned to place my value in Him. And when I finally did, I experienced joy and love and wasn't alone anymore. Something I always struggled with was being lonely constantly. I never felt like I belonged or had anyone there for me, but God changed that. It wasn't a slow change either. When I finally placed my value in things, in Him, the thing I struggled with for so long, I was finally free of. God is so much more powerful than we ever give Him credit for. He is so much greater than we could ever hope to believe. The thing that I was so struggling with, being alone, I was freed from, and I could finally see those who I had surrounded myself with really loved me. And I couldn't see that because of the lies of the devil that we are constantly told because of our sin, because we think that we have no value. But whenever when we see the value that Jesus Christ has given us, we're able to see the truth. We're able to see that those around us aren't against us, or they're not separating themselves from us, but we're separating ourselves from them. We aren't alone, but we feel that way because we never turn to those around us. We have a family. We have a God who loves us. And yet, all too often, we don't believe that. The only thing we should place our value in as Christians is our adoption into the family of God. Because not only is it something that can never be taken away from us, it is the only thing that is actually genuinely valuable. Everything else is meaningless. All your beauty, all of your strength, all of your intellect, it's all meaningless whenever we fall before the Lord Jesus Christ. We've trapped ourselves in this belief that we don't have value, yet we really do. We really have a God who loves us and who gives us inherent value when we wouldn't have that otherwise. We've been given something so beautiful and we take it for granted all too often. Whenever we compare ourselves against the things of this world, we will always find ourselves at a loss. Because no matter what, no matter how strong you are, how beautiful you are, how intelligent you are, there's always someone greater in some way or another. It's just how you measure it. And you will always measure it incorrectly, whether it's true or not. You might be the most beautiful person in the world, yet you will see somebody else who has a different type of beauty than you, and you will feel lacking before them. But that's not how we should be seeing ourselves. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves against others, people who we don't even know all too often. And we try to look at those around us and we think that everybody has such a beautiful, joyful life where they're so happy. Yet on their own, they're struggling that we don't even see. They have so much pain and regret in their own lives because they're also struggling with the same thing you are. Our value is so much more than we can ever believe, and it's so much better than we can ever see, not because it actually matters, not because our beauty actually matters, or how smart or how strong you are, but because we're given value because of something else entirely, because of the one true living God has sacrificed his life just for you. If it only saved you, he would still do it again and again and again. That is the same decision he will always make because our God is loving, just, and perfect. It's really a fascinating question, the perfection of our God. Because every time you think of it, it'll almost always seem to have a different answer. Because whenever you first became a Christian, or before your salvation, more likely, you would always think that the perfection of God was non-existent, or at the very least, flawed. His righteousness is something so beautiful that we can't really comprehend. Why do people have to die because of our sins against him? Yet we don't realize that we should be nothing to him. We really should have no value before him. Yet we do. This God who created us, we should be nothing except dogs or robots in our own eyes. Like how we see robots, the things in which we created, we can easily break down and destroy. God should have that same feeling for us, but he doesn't. He loves us so much that he would rather not break us down into our souls and send us into an eternal flame. He loves us so much that he wants to spend eternity with us, even at the sake of his own life, which shouldn't be the case at all. Like, whenever you think about it, how often would you sacrifice yourself going through so much more pain than any of us have ever gone through? It's truly remarkable, the God in which we believe in, and yet we always take it for granted. Our God is truly beautiful, and yet we don't realize it. We don't realize how good our God is. The perfection of God is such an interesting concept within our Christianity because it theoretically, to our human eyes, looks like it falls short of perfection. His righteousness looks like it falls short of truth. But in reality, we should be nothing. Yet our God is so loving. Our God is so good and perfect and true to how he has defined himself in the Bible that if you double check it across every measurement, he is perfect in how he is, with no exceptions. It's truly beautiful and amazing. Musicians, please come up and please stand. But God is truly remarkable. All too often, we fall short of how we see him. We need to be better in that. We need to see the truth and see the value that we now have instead of who we were.
Our musicians are making their way.